The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Boss of Amazon, the UK boss of Amazon, John Boomfrey, has said we have to stop blaming young people for being unemployed, adding that the education system was not producing young people who are ready for work. Richard Hogan, family therapist and author, joined us. Richard, do we need to produce more widgets for Amazon to hire?
Hiya, Shane. I don't know about that one, but I think what we need to start doing is, see, this is the thing, Shane. Everyone says, like, you know, let the children have their summer holiday because they work so hard during the year. And that would be fine if the summer holiday was something from the 80s, but the summer holiday today would be up in their bedroom on their phone all day long.
Yeah, and I so take, it's not, I accept that is definitely different. Because we were chatting about this earlier in the show, yeah. And I, like, Kira's coming from kind of a similar place, I think you're coming from. But like, I do recall now, look, I did have the jobs sometimes, but I recall like a summer after fifth year where I did nothing, didn't get up till 12.
Fabulous.
Hung around with my mates, kind of, you know, fancied girls, all that. It was a long summer and it was just brilliant.
Yeah, no, I hear that, and that's the old sinuous days of summer of a gone by age, Shane.
Yeah,
reality probably. Is not, you know. But honestly, the reality now is that I meet parents in my clinic at this time of year, and they're very nervous. They're actually a bit anxious about what's going to unfold over the next, you know, unstructured kind of like 3 months off. And it's not hanging around with friends, it's staying in bed, you know, it's staying up all night, and it's staying on your phone all night, and then it's getting up in the afternoons, and no structure, no time anchors, and just a bit of chaos really. And so, and then there's when it comes to kind of late August, kind of an inability to kind of get back into the routine of what's demanded, say going to fifth or sixth year.
Yeah, but you know, what did the Beatles sing? Oh, that magic feeling, nowhere to go, you know, like our whole, like when I look at my life now, oh my God.
They also said I am the walrus, Shane.
yeah, that was...
You wouldn't know what to believe.
True. but like my life now is so structured. My week this week has been literally going from one thing to the other. Like you spend enough of your life working and being structured.
You do. You absolutely do. And I agree with that so much. And that's why I think spontaneity and doing that with your kids and getting them to break away from the routine and the banal stuff of
Hold
life.
Hold
really
your
important.
Ground, Richard. Don't give in to him. He's totally wrong. No,
I absolutely agree with him. And I think like you work long enough and life is regimented and routine driven long enough. But I'm not talking about our kids chimney sweeping now and like, you know, working 6 days a week.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the time when I worked, when I look back at my childhood and adolescence, and I think about that first time I got my first pay packet, and I look at adolescence today and I'm analysing it all the time, and I see the absolute destruction of soft skills like talking to people at the bus, answering. Do you remember when you were a kid and the phone would ring, you'd have to answer and go, hi Antonulli, yeah, I'm doing the junior cert there, yeah, you'd have to have, that was a soft skill yeah. You were developing, that's kind of gone, that's eroded. And so what's happening in schools today is that kids don't come into school if their best friend is out because they don't know how to talk to someone. And so what I'm saying is those soft skills have been under real pressure with social media. Let our kids develop those skills. Because Shane, do you remember when you worked in a job and you met a difficult customer, you were increasing your concept of yourself, you were able to manage that person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you were well able to stand up for yourself.
You've just reminded me of I remember having a job in a building site in Boston when I was a student.
There you go.
I made the mistake of wearing a red cardigan to work. And when I came back to collect it in the evening after finishing my shift, they had nailed it to a wall with a nail gun.
See, it was a good learning for you.
It was
proper order, in fairness. What were you thinking?
The learning was never to wear a fancy cardigan to a building site in Boston.
A cardigan to a building site sounds incongruent in some ways. But, you know, there's so much in just those summer jobs. And I think what we've seen massively in the last number of years, if you work with adolescents and, you know, if you've got kids, anxiety is a huge issue, you know. And anxiety is the fear of an unknown future. It's the shrinking of your skills, the shrinking of your sense of self. And what I'm saying, okay, if the summer was going to be hanging around, meeting your friends, going swimming and all that kind of stuff, that's really good socialization. Mm. That's brilliant. But is that what it's going to be? I don't think that's what's actually happening. What's happening is excessive gaming, excessive device use, not getting up in the morning, not going out till the afternoons, staying up all night, no time anchors, a loss of friendships, and a lot of kids who come into my clinic, actually, Shane, to be honest, say they dread the summer. Like, I never had that idea as a kid. I couldn't wait to swing on the
hours. Guys, I remember the summer of when I was 13, and exactly, it was exactly as you describe, Richard. I'm not very good at self-structure. I'm not good at it. And like, but genuinely, I need occupation. Yeah. I need someone to say, be there at such and such a time. And then, yes, I turn up. But
a bit late, maybe. But
all right. Shane laughs, going, yes, a pair of us know her well. But I remember that, and I remember exactly by the end of it, I didn't even want to see my friends because I kind of retreated into some kind of a cave in my own head.
Exactly,
it's not good.
That's the shrinking of the self, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying for a second that they have to have these incredibly arduous jobs. I'm saying just that small little summer job that gets them out, meets people, talks to people, gets a wage packet. Do you remember the first time you opened your wage packet and you saw that you were actually a valuable human being, that you had something to offer that someone was willing to give you money for?
I remember the first thing I bought with my first wage packet when I was 14.
I'm going to break with you a little bit on that. I didn't mean anything to me. I had very little interest in money when I was a teenager. I wasn't a big buyer of stuff. I bought the odd album. That was it. You know what? I don't even remember opening my first pay package. I do remember a summer after first year where I was supposed to go to London, did nothing for the whole summer. I remember sleeping and there was a guy painting our house, and I remember waking up at about 11 o'clock and he was painting the door of my bedroom. and it was kind of blissful.
Can I ask you
really
a question, Richard? Does it suit some people?
I would have clipped you on the ear.
Does it suit some people and it doesn't suit other people? Maybe it suits, maybe idleness and all that aimlessnessy thing. Maybe it sits well with Shane, but doesn't sit well with me. And maybe that's true. Like some people when they retire go to bits, and some people do well.
Yeah.
But is that the same for teenagers? That some people will have don't mind aimlessness or you know, a lack of structure or occupation, but some kids really struggle with it.
Yeah, for sure. Of course. You know, we're all different and we're all going to experience those kind of things differently. But I'm just saying, again, I just go back to the anxiety piece. In today's world with adolescents today, it's not that they're going to be hanging around and they're going to be like, you know, getting up and going out and going swimming. Unfortunately, it's the device. It's just this heavy reliance on their devices because their whole social world
Richard,
is on it.
You're spot on. You're absolutely right. I can't argue with any of that. The only question I would ask is work the only antidote to that?
No, we need better pathways for kids to be able to connect with you. At the moment, it's just malls and coffee shops. We do need better pathways for them to connect and be together, for sure. But as things are in society today, I think work is a good one. To be honest, Shane, I get what you're saying, and I totally take it. And I really think we're in the age of productivity, hyperproductivity, where we need to be able to relax and rest. And I just think our kids don't rest because they're in flux all the time. Gets them off their device.
Can we agree, though, it's not the job of the education system to provide workers for Amazon and other big companies?
No, definitely not. That's not what I'm saying at all.
No,
I'm actually thinking of the nice little jobs to take our kids out so that they become a bit more powerful in themselves and think about themselves in a bigger way.
Okay, listen, always a pleasure talking to you.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Rich.
Really informative. Richard Hogan there, family therapist and author. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106. Am I the only one who did nothing for long summers?
No, I did nothing, but it didn't sit well with me. Do you know what? I want to know from people too. What did you buy with your first wage packet out there, if you can remember? I bought, I'll tell you, a pair of combat trousers in an army surplus store in Dunleary, a stud belt, a t-shirt with no sleeves and paint splatters on it, and a white Miami Vice jacket.
Sounds good.
1985.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.